Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, I'll let you go first because it'll be the last time you kind of talk on this segment for a while. I know you're taking a few days off, so I'm going to throw it to you.
Yeah, it feels like the last day of school, Mike. The day's just dragging for me right now. but yeah, for leading off triple option here, interested to see, though, what happens with the Saints tomorrow. They kind of teased on social media that there's an announcement coming on July 9th, which is tomorrow, and there's a shadow of a helmet in the background, and there's been this speculation ongoing that the team's going to be rolling out a new look for this season. Curious to see what that is. A lot of people are guessing that it's a white helmet with a gold fleur-de-lis on it and kind of a black pinstripe down the middle. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, these helmets, though, bring a lot more luck than those black helmets that were rolled out a couple years ago. The Saints, while wearing those black helmets right now, guys, have gone 0-4, so we need a big change with these new unis coming out.
Steve, so many people, you know, I'll post pictures of, you know, something that happened in the past. Those old uniforms the Saints had, and man, everybody was, why don't they go back to that? Same type of helmet, same type of, you know, color scheme with the white jersey and the gold pants. I'm like, hey, I don't make those selections. That's not me. But we do know there is also a little bit of retro in all this. And I think they thought the Saints only had the black helmet for a preseason, a couple games. Actually, the owner at that time, John Meacham, he did not go through the league dynamics with it. And the league pulled the plug on him, said, hey, you can't use it. And so they tried to bring it in, didn't have a lot of luck with those black helmets. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with Kate Anderson here, and All-State Sugar Bowl selected him as the top male athlete in Louisiana as the James J. Corbett Award winner. You know, Cade was just spectacular this year with the Bayou Bengals guys, helping them get to their eighth national championship in program history. I shared the stats over in the Sports Flash with the 12-1 record, the 3.18 ERA, and 180 strikeouts, which led the nation in 119 innings pitched. Just a fantastic year for the Southpaw. I know that Kylie McDaniel releases top 250 prospects for the upcoming 2025 MLB draft, and at the top, number one is Mr. Anderson, Cade Anderson. As the number one ranked overall prospect ahead of this weekend's draft. Guys, Cookie Riley went through the whole list, and he tallied up all the players, including the high school recruits that Jay Johnson is after in the LSU program. 19 different players for LSU in the top 250. Once again, that includes mostly the high school recruits that he's going after. Kate Anderson was number one, as I mentioned. Anthony Ianson, number 45 on this list. Chase Shores at 68. These are for the returning players that most LSU fans know of. Daniel Dickinson at 84. Ethan Fry at 132, and Jared Jones at 249, guys, as far as these top 250 prospect ranking from ESPN's Kylie McDaniel. But just wanted to congratulate Kate Anderson once again, and hopefully we see him get his name called by the Washington Nationals on Sunday night.
Where did you say Ianson was slotted in right there?
Ianson's at 45.
Okay. I'm just curious where he goes.
I think he goes ahead of that.
I think so, too, Mike. And, you know, we were looking at some of the teams in the competitive balance picks and the comp picks and everything like that. There's 43 first-round picks in the 2025 MLB draft. I am almost certain that Anthony Ianson will be one of them. And we'll talk with Aaron Fitt about this later. Steve and I will interview him from D1 Baseball and kind of get his gauge on it, what he's hearing. But it just feels like someone from, let's say, 20 to 40 is going to take a chance on Anthony Ianson, the athlete, and bring him into their pitching program.
Charlie, I think he's in that range of 28 to 38. I think that's where I think he could go in the late 20s. Just the need for pitching is so, you know, dear all across Major League Baseball that he could go a little bit higher. I know Scott Sanders had brought it up to us the last time we had him on, that he felt as though he could go a little bit higher than a lot of people were projecting because of the fact, basically, every Major League Baseball team, come on, they need another pitcher somewhere in the lineup. One of the things this time of year I get so many texts about, the emails, everything else, or if I go somewhere, fantasy football. And one of the guys two people I've talked a lot about, you can't teach speed. Speed's never had a bad day in its life. And I'm so interested to see the return of Rashid Shaheed with the Saints. He gives you that element of one catch, tell, he's downfield, and it's a score. I feel the same way with the development of Xavier Worthy with the Kansas City Chiefs. Both those guys can flat out run. And, you know, and they just not track sprinter fast. They are fast with a uniform and a helmet on. And so I know that Worthy will go ahead of Rashid Shaheed in most drafts. But, man, I just got a feeling both those guys, because of their speed element, if they can stay healthy, Xavier Worthy, Rashid Shaheed, if you're putting together a fantasy football league draft, you better take a good look at that when it comes third, fourth rounds of the draft, because of the fact, man, they can just change the scoreboard so quickly on you. And I think for some people in ranking on fantasy football, they have them a little farther down than that.
I feel like some people will overinflate, you know, playing with Patrick Mahomes as well, though, Mike. Like, I'd be interested to see where Xavier Worthy does end up ahead of his second year at the NFL level. But, you know, I can imagine that he would be a pretty premium selection as far as getting a wide receiver two or maybe a flex option in fantasy.
Yeah, I think he's a third round pick. I think in any league, if you're in a 10-player league or 12-player league, I think he goes in round three. And, you know, they run so much wide receiver screen, bubble screen stuff. They do a ton of that stuff with the Chiefs. Even if Rashid Rice comes back and he's healthy and not in any kind of trouble, I still think he gives you that element. Man, he slips one tackle, he's gone. It's the same thing with Rashid Shaheed. He slips one tackle and it's gone, or he runs right past you. And Worthy's got that type of speed also.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.